We're joined now by Kansas State senior guard Serena Sundell, a Maryville native, as they're getting set to take on Middle Tennessee this weekend as part of the Bill Snyder Women's Basketball Classic at the Civic Arena in St. Joseph. Serena, thanks for the time and coming on and chatting with us. And boy, Kansas State off and rolling, 10-1. Only a couple non-conference games left to go before you really dive into Big 12 play a little bit later on in the season. But do you take some of these moments right now? And obviously the wins are great, but the practices, the workouts, the conditioning and everything, and just try to slow it down a little bit and enjoy this final run through your Kansas State basketball career?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been a lot of fun so far. It's definitely flown by this year, especially. It's crazy to think that we're almost starting our conference play with Big 12 games coming up soon. So, yeah, it's a little bit of both. You're trying to balance kind of that hard work and staying in the grind while also, you know, bringing in a good mindset every day. Like, this is the last time for a lot of things that we're doing right now that I'll do in a K-State uniform. So, yeah, it's a balance, but it's been a lot of fun.
Do you ever kind of sit back and feel like it was just like 2-3 days ago you were hanging it up at Maryville and starting at Kansas State, and all of a sudden your Kansas State career is ending? It feels like time has flown by.
It does. Yeah, I feel like I was just a senior in high school, you know, nervous about coming to college and playing at the next level. But to be a senior now is just, yeah, they say it goes fast, and usually how it goes is you don't believe them until you're a senior, and then you try to soak in every last minute that you get.
You know, you've had a career that's been full of big moments individually and as a team. This week has to be one of the most memorable regular season weeks, at least, that you ever had. You think about starting off the triple-double against South Carolina Upstate, 26 points, 13 assists, 10 rebounds, and it's the first triple-double in program history since Shaylee Lenning back in 2009. At what point, as you're going throughout that basketball game, do you realize the numbers you're putting up that night?
Yeah, I had an idea. I think it was somewhere in the fourth quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter. Someone came up to me and said, "You need 3 more rebounds. Like, make sure you rebound." Everyone was telling me to rebound, so then I kind of got a hint that I was going to be close to a triple-double, and then it kind of started to flow throughout my teammates, and then they were helping me try to get those rebounds by not grabbing it, so they all bought in, which was a lot of fun just to see them kind of support me through that and help me get those 10 rebounds to finish off the triple-double. So yeah, that was a really fun game.
You know, you think a lot of basketball players, once they get in the zone, it's typically about shots going down, but do you feel yourself kind of hit a rhythm of like, I'm hitting some shots, but also I'm finding open teammates and they're knocking them down, the ball's caroming my way as far as getting yourself in position rebounding? Is that just a different level of a zone when you're having a night like that?
Yeah, it definitely is. I think that night we were just, and credit to my teammates, everyone was just kind of in the right spots. They were there when I needed them. They were making the right reads for me to get my points. I was able to give them passes and they were knocking down shots. So, yeah, that is definitely the zone as every basketball player wishes they could be in, but that's not the case. That's why the game is fun. But, yeah, that was a lot of fun game.
Now, you and Shaylee Lenning have been mentioned together quite a bit lately. You think about the only two Wildcats also ever reaching 600 or more assists in your career. And when you're putting your name alongside a player with her number that's retired at Kansas State, I mean, that's also a next-level sort of thing. You still have a lot of runway left this season, a lot of regular season games, then conference play, conference tournament and NCAA tournament. But at any point over the last few days, have you taken a quiet moment at all to kind of think about the historical significance of the last 3.5 years for you, but also with the triple-double and just everything combined right now?
Not really. I think this week we played 4 games in a week. So it's been kind of crazy, and I also think it's just one of those things that I'm not really going to understand my impact here for a little while after I'm done, and also just kind of the significance of playing with such a great center in Ayoka Lee, just all the things that she's accomplished. But right now, yeah, we're just kind of going game by game and practice by practice. And yeah, I haven't taken a step back and looked at it from that view yet.
Of course, is that career goes on into professional basketball later and beyond, you have plenty of time to look at that, but pretty impressive career, obviously, going throughout. You think about figuring in this week too, an 89-50 win over Texas A&M, and if you're hammering an SEC team like that or a Power 5 team of any kind, that's obviously a pretty big W. It feels like the confidence level for this team, especially when you guys are firing on all cylinders, you're going to go toe-to-toe with anybody in the country. Does a win like that send a message a little bit that, hey, we're back again this year?
Yeah, I think it does. Obviously, that was a statement win in a way. And just in the way that we did it, like you said, everyone was kind of doing their part and playing their role. Things were just clicking for us offensively, which I feel like we have grown since our very first game this season to now. You can just tell that we've gotten better and figured some things out, which is exciting as a player just to see your team grow, because obviously the team we are right now is not who we want to be come March, come postseason. So just to see us continue to figure things out and set higher goals for ourselves is exciting as a player.
We're talking with Kansas State senior guard Serena Sundell. As Serena, this week getting set to see Middle Tennessee in a battle at the Civic Arena in St. Joseph. You know, this game last year packed, a huge win over Missouri, but especially the opportunities. Obviously, it's an easy drive for Kansas State fans to come over from Manhattan, but so many folks from the Midland Empire to come out and see you play, to see Kansas State and to experience that kind of atmosphere. How special is that to be able to roll into St. Joseph and kind of be the pseudo representative for the Wildcats as you take the floor in that kind of environment?
Yeah, it's super exciting. I mean, last year I was so excited to play, and it did not disappoint. The crowd was great. Mizzou was obviously a super fun opponent last year to play, but just to see so many people there in purple, and when I ran out for starting lineups, to hear the big cheer for me and just see so many familiar places and be back in St. Joe, where I've spent so much of my life playing basketball and so much time there too. My grandparents still live there, so that's where we are always for holidays. So just to be in a familiar town and so many people around me that support me is, I don't know, that's just super special. And that's kind of going back to like the reason why you play the game, is I've always said, is because I want to inspire others to do so and inspire younger kids that, like, no matter where you're from, like, if you just work hard, you can do that. So to see so many people come out and support me is just, it's really cool as a player.
You played in big-time environments, but a game like that last year, then, of course, coming back again this weekend, is that overwhelming at all when you step on the floor, or is that just adrenaline through the roof?
I would say adrenaline more so. Obviously, you want to put on a good performance for all those people who came out, but at the end of the day, you just kind of got to trust in your preparation, trust in your teammates. I think this year, more than anything, it'll be just adrenaline and gratitude, really.
Does it feel like after this year you hang it up at Kansas State and a terrific career, obviously hoping to put away a couple wins at the Civic Arena the last two seasons and this weekend, could we rebrand this to the Serena Sundell Classic?
I'm not sure I am going to take over Bill Snyder's name. So that one,
I think side by side, maybe, though.
That's going to happen.
Maybe. We'll see how that goes. I'll talk to Brett Easley about getting that done. Last one before we let you go. You got another game beyond Middle Tennessee, but then you get Christmas break, or at least a small break in there. What's that schedule look like? Do you get a chance to kind of take a deep breath and exhale before this stretch run through the conference schedule?
Yeah, we'll have one more game once we come back, and then we'll have, actually this year we play one Big 12 game before break, which is new just because of all of the added teams in the Big 12 this year, which is exciting. So we'll start conference, and then we'll get about 4 days off for Christmas break, so I'll actually get to come back home to Maryville, go see the family in St. Joe, have a few days just to relax and reset and get ready for that grind of a Big 12 schedule. But I think we're excited. We're ready. It'll be fun.
Well, Serena, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us today. Good luck this weekend, of course, in St. Joseph, but throughout the Big 12 schedule and beyond as well. And look forward to talking again soon.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.